Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's look right at the marketplace and see where commodities are trading. Composite numbers here. December wheat in Kansas City is 918 and three quarters, up a half. December wheat in Chicago, 875 and a quarter, down three quarters. December corn, 758 and three quarters, down one and a half. July, 753 unchanged. December 13, 642, up two and a quarter. January soybeans, 1456 and a quarter, up 10. March, 1447 and a half, up 12 and a half. July, 1410 and a half, up 8 and 3 quarters. November, 13 at 1309 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter. December soybean meal, $443.90, up $4. December soybean oil, $50.39, up 28. December live cattle, 128.22 and a half, up 40. January feeders are 146.50, up 42 and a half. And December lean hogs are 84.52 and a half, and they're up 70.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
Begin with the soy market today, Dan. We've had a sort of a grind higher over the last couple of weeks, but now we're at a point where we're coming up, it looks to me, some resistance levels. You got a 200-day moving average in play on a January daily chart. You got the neckline of the head and shoulders top sitting right around there. You got a downtrend line drawn off of the highs that were made back there in September. So it looks to me, and maybe if we could punch through these areas here, we might run a bit.
Well, the key retracement level for soybeans to kind of slice through to make it more than a technical bounce off of the middle of November low here is going to be about this 1472 level. If we can get January beans above the 1472, then I think that kind of opens the door then for maybe a run on up to the 38% retracement level of the fall decline on the lead futures chart, and that would put us into the 1530s. And I guess that's the kind of camp I'm in. I do think there's enough upward momentum in this market. I think that middle November low point that we posted in the market was, I think, commodity funds, index funds, whoever, basically bailing out of their longs, taking their profit for this year's tax rates after Obama got elected there in November. And now we're back reestablishing long positions that will probably have to pay the higher tax rate. But I think there's a big round of long profit taking there in all commodities, and that's kind of what caused that middle of November low point. And now the funds and everybody's positioning now for, you know, seasonal strength as we go on into the winter months. And then they'll, you know, if the higher tax rates come, which look like they're coming, then they'll pay the higher tax rate on those new profits. But they took profits on their old profits that they had over the past couple of years.
What would be your fundamental news or expectations for the market to push up into that 15-plus area?
Well, there was a wire story here this morning on Reuters that said that China's probably going to be in the market for, you know, 3 to 4 million tons of soybeans for the first quarter of 2013, and we're the only ones that really have that inventory at this point. South America is not really going to have any inventory available for export probably till you get more into that April-May timeframe. So if China is going to be a 3 to 4 million ton buyer of soybeans, you're going to see that happen here over the next 3 months, and that's going to have to come probably from U.S. inventory. So I think that is a key supporting factor that we have in soybeans. Also, you know, maybe our soybean sales level was a little disappointing here today, but we did have a very strong soybean meal sale, and we had a very respectable soybean oil sale. So that's what's given support to the soybean complex right now. And the other thing, I think, longer term, soybeans need to gain on corn, or otherwise I think we'll plant 100 million acres of corn. So I think soybeans are still in the best position to try to rally based upon China demand and the need to keep soybean acres higher as we go down the road, because our we got a very tight balance sheet. Even though supply has increased over the past 3 months, we're going to use that up.
Turn our attention then into the corn charts. January composite daily is what I'm looking at the moment. We're still in the sideways grind from around 7.25 to 7.68, although just like in beans, we've grinded higher, punched through several moving averages, now sitting under the 100-day moving average and at the top of this channel that's been sideways for the better part of 4 months.
Yeah, it depends upon what kind of lines you want to draw. If you draw a trend line off of the August high and squeeze it down here to the October high, we had a breakout last week.
Mm-hmm.
We broke out of a wedge-type formation or a triangle formation there on middle about November 19th after we posted kind of a little double bottom low. And then we have been able to move above the 50-day moving average and the 25-day moving average, and we're right at a 38% retracement of that fall decline. Corn, I think, has a strong tendency to at least retrace half of a previous move. So I guess I'm kind of in the camp that corn's, you know, going to try to grind its way into that 50% retracement level, which on a lead futures basis is around 774. And if you look at a March futures contract, the number's a little higher. It's up there around 778 or so. So, you know, I do think, you know, March corn's in here, this 57 area. I think there's room for maybe a 20-cent pop. And I think then that would begin to really bring the moving averages in place for the long-term trend traders to probably start probing the long side.
You'll see that 50 and the 25 cross there, and that would be an early sign of that then?
Well, you got to get above the 100-day. We still are basically have the death cross in place, but we're working on, you know, maybe changing that over the time frame here. But the market's had a nice little rally out of that mid-November low. Like I said, I think that low was more of a profit-taking low based upon higher tax rates next year. And now everybody's repositioning themselves, you know, in the market, realizing that, you know, tax rates will be higher next year. And the other thing is, you know, yesterday there was talk of maybe QE fiscal cliff. So if the politicians in Washington can't come to an agreement, I think the Federal Reserve Board is ready to punch some more zeros and expand the money supply.
Thank you much, Dan.
Okay.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 757, down 3.25. July, 751, down 2. December 13, 641.25, up 1.5. January soybeans, 1453.75, up 7.5, now 0.25. And November 13, 1309.5, up 4.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.